Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngubani lo mhlengi ekuseni bazalwane, 25 minutes after 6 is your time. We have officially entered the time of teaching, the time of ukuzola. Ntoko Zombambo playing in your background this morning with umhlengi. Ngubani na, who is this redeemer? Absolutely grateful this morning to welcome back utata wethu esimthanda kakhulu, Professor Vianne Ntintili, who joins us every morning between 6:15 and the top of the hour, my family. And we continue this morning, you know, to subject ourselves under instruction, to learn the heart of God, to understand the word of God, and to be taught so that we can correctly divide this word of God. And we welcome Udada back on the other side of this break.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Tata wethu esimthandayo, esimkhumbulayo, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. It's good to hear your voices and to fellowship with you. You are a family indeed.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Dada. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're really glad that you are back. You know, when your parent travels, right, a lot, and the day that they come back, it's like you want to tell them everything all at the same time. That's how we feel right now. But it is well, Dada. We want to try and see if we can complete the message that we started at the beginning of the year. And, you know, I don't know where we're going to start today, but I know that we dealt with one point and there's still 2 points, I beg your pardon. And there is still 3 more that we would need to deal with?
There were 5. We dealt with one. Oh. And there are 4 more.
Okay, get that. We are ready, Dad, for instruction. We are ready to hear uba uthini kuthi namhlanje kuseni.
The first thing that I would want to say is that God always speaks to us about the future, about what is going to happen tomorrow, what will happen next week, what will happen next year. And when he speaks to us, he is preparing us for the future that is ahead of us.
Amen.
Now, we talked about one point, and we will not go to it because of time. Now, the second thing that God talked about was that he was looking for people who have a heart like his. And that he was going to promote them in the year 2022. And in the year after year 2022. He used a scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14. Where God sent Samuel to go and tell Saul that he had elevated him to become king, the first king of Israel, but Saul disappointed God. And therefore God was now going to look for someone else who has a heart like his.
Sure.
And he was going to elevate that person and make that person the king of Israel in the place of Saul. That verse reads simply as follows: but now your rule will not continue. Because you have disobeyed him, the Lord. Will find the kind of a man he wants and make him ruler over his people. That's the good news, but the King James Version and other versions say, but now thy kingdom shall not continue.
Sure.
The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be the captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. So God was simply just saying one simple thing, that he's looking for people to elevate. And he's simply looking for people whose heart is like his. People with a heart like his heart. That's what I'm saying. He's looking for people who have a heart like his. And then he's going to elevate such people, he was saying. So God then is in the business of looking for people who look like him, with a heart like his heart, to elevate. What he said was that we human beings, when we look for someone, we look for other qualities other than a heart like the heart of God. We look for other qualities. But God looks in the heart. If we develop a heart which looks like the heart of God, there is no limit to what God can do for us and what God can do through us. He then referred me to 1 Samuel chapter 16. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, you remember God then sent, dispatched Samuel to go to the house of Jesse. And he said, "Why do you cry for? Why do you cry for
Saul,
since I have rejected him? Fill up your horn with oil and then go to his house. I will show you who you must anoint as a replacement for Saul." And then he went there, and Saul brought his 7 sons, and every time a son was brought before him, he said, "Now don't put your eyes on that one, I've rejected him." And the brought another one, says, "Now don't look at that one, I've rejected him." Then he says, "Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside." That's what he said. So the message is a very simple one. Only people who have ears will hear it. God is saying he wants to promote people in the various sectors of society, but he looks for people whose heart is like his heart. And the people who will obey him and do what he tells them to do. I don't want to belabor that point. It's a very serious point. Very serious point. And then the second, the third thing that he said that God is going to take people from obscure and from inauspicious background and promote them to very high positions. People from obscure and from backgrounds that are not conspicuous. People who are not known. If you asked whose father, from what family does this person come, the family would not be known. from what university did he go to? They would not say the University of Cape Town or Rhodes University. The university also is not known. He says when he does that, he saw that his name would be glorified. Then he took me to 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 55, 56, and 58. In 55, he says, and when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, Philistine is Goliath, he said to Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this? Whose son is this youth? And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. I don't know whose son he is. I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire about whose son this young man is. Find out whose son he is. Inquire whose son this boy is. Verse 58 says, and Saul said to him, whose son are you? This is now he's asking directly, whose son are you, young man? And David said, I'm the son of your servant, Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He's asking someone who's going to replace him. He's asking a person who has already been elevated by God to replace him. He's asking for someone who would be known from generation to generation. Saul did not know that this morning we'd be talking about this person. He said, whose son are you? In South Africa, we're talking about him. Whose son are you? Whose son are you? And then God reminded me of a scripture, which you know very well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Whose son are you? Ha! People may not know whose son you are. Who knows who my father is? I mean, my own father, who knows? Who knows who your father is?
Wow.
Definitely my father is not one of the well-known people. I cannot say my father was so and so. You mean prophet of your father? God does not work that way.
Amen.
He works in mysterious ways. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame what is wise.
Amen.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame what is strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. So that no human being might boast. You can't boast and say, I'm the son of Mandela. and my relatives were from the Matekizelas. It takes people with no name, with no background,
Thank you, Lord.
With no nobility. so that all the honor and the glory goes to him. And you find that throughout the scriptures, God taking people with no backgrounds. Melchizedek, the Bible says, nobody knows his mother and his father.
Amen.
But Abraham paid tithes to him. That's our God. So God is looking for such people then, such people, people with no backgrounds. Education is important, but God is not going to promote you because of your education. He's going to promote you because of your heart. And we don't speak ill of people who come from good backgrounds. God bless them for their backgrounds.
Absolutely. Amen.
We thank God for their backgrounds, but some of them are rubbish. They are from good backgrounds, but it's just the name. But they've got nothing to offer. And so I feel like praying in tongues. So we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to take people from obscure backgrounds, people from inauspicious backgrounds.
We thank you,
and
Lord.
Promote them to very high positions.
We thank
so
you,
that
Father.
Honor and glory will go to him.
We bless you, Lord.
May I be one of those people that God promotes.
Yes, Lord.
And may I not become arrogant when he's promoted me.
Yes, Lord.
After all, I did not have any background. He just promoted me because God is God. And then the fourth thing that he said was that he's looking particularly for young people. Is looking particularly for young people, and the future of their nations, the future of the nations of these young people depend on him.
Amen.
The future depends on these young people. And he took me again to 1 Samuel, Chapter 9, I hope I'm correct, verse 20. I'm just hoping I did not capture that one. But I think it was 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 20. Lord, let it be that scripture. honestly. there, he was talking about Saul. Saul started very well, by the way. He was humble. And he was a very humble young man.
Sure.
But he changed. Sometimes it is possible that God can promote you from nowhere. He came from the least of the tribes of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin. He came from the least of his family, the family of Kish. And God promoted him. And then that promotion went to his head, and God rejected him.
Sure.
Now, in verse 20, he says, as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not set your mind on them, for they have been found. And for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for you and for all your father's house? I wish you could read it. Do you have a Message Bible there with you?
I can definitely open it in the Message, Dada.
Read it.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 20. Chapter 9.
And verse 20.
Verse 20 in the Message. Okay. And this is the word of the Lord, Bazalwane. First Samuel chapter 9, verse 20. So it's 19 to 20. It starts in the Message. I'm the seer, said Samuel. Accompany me to the shrine and eat with me. In the morning, I'll tell you all about what's on your mind and send you on your way. And by the way, your lost donkeys, the one you've been hunting for the last 3 days, have been found. So don't worry about them. At this moment, Israel's future is in your hands.
Israel's future is in your hands.
Sure.
As from this moment, Israel's future is in your hands. I am telling you an honest truth. God is looking for young people to whom he is going to say, don't worry about things that you've lost in the past. Don't worry about your problems. Your problems have already been resolved. As from this moment, the future of your nation is in your hands.
Wow.
The future of your nation is in your hands.
Do
you know God gave the future of this nation and other nations to some people and they messed it up. They really messed up nations. And God loves nations and is looking for young people and is going to deploy them in very strategic places, in the various sectors of society, and say the future of the nation is in your hands. He did so to Joseph. He gave the whole country of Egypt. He said the future of this nation is in your hands. And Joseph was only 30 years old when he did that. He was a young man. The future of Egypt is in your hands.
Lord.
And the future of other nations surrounding Egypt is in your hands. Now the question, will God find such a young man to whom he can entrust the future of their nations? And God is looking, God is looking.
Sure.
God is looking. And may you find such a young man. The future of your nation is in your hands. God is looking. God is looking for such people. Going to deploy them in the corporate world, deploy them in academia, deploy them in arts and culture, deploy them in various societies. The future of your nation is in your hands.
Amen.
Let's end there now. The last one, maybe I don't know if we have time, we'll talk about it. It's Genesis 26. But I'm sensing in my spirit that these are really enough.
Thank you, Lord.
But the problem, people don't understand the things of God. Sometimes I wonder when I speak whether I'm not wasting time. Actually, I'm really being honest. Do people understand what God is saying? Do they have a deep fathoming of what God is saying? Now, sometimes people will understand religiously. Very empty, empty, empty understanding. They don't have depth of understanding. How many young people are listening? I can hear God saying the future of your nation
is in
your hands. And God commits the future. And Samuel is a very foolish one. If you go later to chapter 14, he says you have acted foolishly. So I've rejected you. I'm looking for someone else. And this was spoken to someone in chapter 9. In chapter 13, Samuel is rejected because he acted foolishly. When God gives the future of the nation into your hand, may you not act foolishly.
Amen.
May you not act foolishly. In order not to act foolishly, you need to keep on asking God, God, how do I do this?
Hallelujah.
God, how do I do that? And God will be guiding you.
Sure.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Dad. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you this morning, King of Glory. We just want to honor you. We just want to lift up your holy name. Father, we are reminded as we are receiving this word of the parable of the seed, and the different types of soil. We are praying this morning, mighty God, that we would not be the hard ground, that we would not be the stony ground, that we would not be the thorny ground, but that we would be the rich ground that has been prepared to receive this word. The rich ground, Lord God Almighty, that is going to open up and receive the seed, to swallow it up, incubate it, Lord, and allow you to germinate it, my Father, so that the fruit can spring forth. This is our sincere prayer, Lord. We are only soil. That's what we are, my Father. Truly and honestly. We receive this word, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless both the word in our understanding and the vessel, my Father. And let it be unto us as you have declared and desired, Lord. We are truly praying this morning.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Dada. I don't know, Dada, if you would like to just seal it with a word or I beg your pardon, with a prayer before we let you go this morning.
Father, we thankful to you. You can see our country is in tatters. This is not the country we received in 1994.
Yes, Lord.
We're methodically destroying the nation. SOCs that were once respected, like Eskom, Demand, Transnet. We have even sold SAA. Who would think that SAA would be sold?
Oh, wow.
And the nation would not have its own airline. We have destroyed the nation. The nation. And the people that you elevated, you had hope that they would end the country. You didn't think that. They were destroyed. Some of them had no names. They had no education. They had no backgrounds. And you allowed them to lead the nation. They destroyed it. Now you say, I've rejected you. Lord, please raise another crop of leaders, young people in their late 20s, early 30s, and deploy them in various sectors of society. We pray that they'll remain humble when you've elevated them. May they hear the words, the future of your nation is in your hands. In your hands. Oh, Lord Jesus. You have said so to others as well in the past. And they destroy their nations. Africa itself is in tatters. It is one continent from all other continents which is in trouble. You have blessed this continent with minerals. You have given it oil. It's rich in soil. There's no reason for us to be known as a poor continent. Actually, we are a continent that has made other continents rich. Europe is a very poor continent. It does not have much. It plundered the wealth of Africa.
That's right.
And we are in trouble, Lord. From Cape to Cairo, raise men, young men.
Yes, Lord.
Who have got a heart like yours. So young men, young women. And then commit your nations to them. You are not looking for good families. You are looking for hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we are looking for hearts. People who came from big families have disappointed us. They have never emulated their forebears. They have betrayed them. Lord, have mercy. Remember South Africa. Remember this nation. This is your nation, Lord. This is your nation. You still want to do great and mighty things. Don't allow this nation to go to the dogs. Don't, Lord. we are here. You said that if we are here, you would save a nation because of us. We are here.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are in this nation. We are here.
Mm.
We are here, Lord. We are here. Save this nation. Have saved this nation, Lord. We pray. We thank you, Father. We want to see miracles. We want to see you do great and mighty things.
Mm.
We thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the station. And for opening its airways to programs such as this. We don't have many stations such as this, where your word is preached freely, where people can pray, where the name of Christ can be exalted. Oh, Lord, we bless Radio Pulpit and those who participate on it. We pray, Father, that you won't allow people who say, who speak junk, who don't speak from you, to fill the airwaves in the station. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We welcome 2022, Lord.
Yes,
we're looking
Lord.
Forward to what you're going to do through us, Lord Jesus Christ. Please elevate us. Give us a voice in the nation. Amplify our voice. Amplify our voice, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, help us. We hear people who are crooks and their voices are amplified and they're destroying people. Lord, time has come when true messengers of God must be promoted and their voices must be amplified. We thank you and we bless you. Pray for the youth in particular. Bless them. Bless the youth, Lord. I want to say from 40 years downwards, bless them, bless them.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them. And use them in a mighty way. We thank you and we bless you. In the name of Christ, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dad. Wow, what a morning. Siyabulela kakhulu. We will, the Lord must help us to just meditate and really take this one in, Dad. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Bless you. We'll catch up next week. Bless you, sister.
Amen. Thank you so much. Professor Vianne Ntintili coming through this morning, my family, bringing us to 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. When we come back, we come to your voice note, Mam Silebe. The Lord bless you so much, Basalwane.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That's who we are this morning, my family. We cross over now to church here on Radio Pulpit, but we leave you with Mam Silebe just blessing us this morning. We love you very much, and we catch up again on the airwaves on Wednesday, on Thursday, otherwise every Sunday morning between 5 and 7. May the Lord bless you and keep you, Bazalwane. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you today and give all of us the peace which surpasses all human understanding.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.